please take a seat. How was your journey in? That's good. Did you have any problems finding us? Excellent. Well, I have to say that your resume and references are quite excellent. They make for impressive reading. Now, before we delve into those further, can I ask you why you want this role and what makes you the best applicant for this position? Well, that is a refreshing perspective to hear. So let's cut to the chase, shall we? The role I'm looking for is someone to, well, fuck the living shit out of me. I don't mean a fuck buddy, a bit on the side, a fluffer, or a bit of fun. I mean a man hung like a bull who can go to town on my pussy every day and pound me so hard that I struggle to walk afterwards. The successful applicant has to fuck like a steam train and be a nasty son of a bitch, too. I'm talking the works. Dirty talk, slapping, hair pulling, spitting, anal, rough hate fucking, and extreme domination. This is a role for a man to whom consent is merely a suggestion. Well, you do sound keen and polite, too. I do hope that you won't be this polite when fucking me. I want to be pinned down, choked, and have your cock in me so deep that you bruise my cervix. Yes, you do say on your resume that, here it is. You fuck like a misogynistic, angry bear. And do you think that's why I should hire you? Well, a brutal, dominating fucking technique does sound like a perfect fit. Your skill set does appear to be well suited. Tell me, what else would you bring to the role? Well, a cock that big would be an asset. And I see that you have your measurements on your resume. They are, well, eye-wateringly big. I'm assuming that you haven't exaggerated anything. People do tend to puff themselves up a little bit on their resume. Indeed, honesty is the best policy. So why don't you prove that and get it out for me? Yes, right now. Just pull it out. Stand up for me and unzip. There's no need to be coy. If you get the position, you're going to be shoving that thing in my face often enough. I need to see that. Fuck. Well, that will do nicely. Very nicely. You certainly were not lying about that on your resume, were you? That is a beast! Thick and hefty. Well, I definitely think that I'm going to have to see it hard, too. Why don't you jerk that fuck meat as we continue with your interview? That's it. Take it in your hand and work it as we chat. I think I have some lotion around here someplace. Let me see. Oh, just using spit, are we? I like that. Applicant is resourceful. Check. That's better. All slippery. Let's continue, shall we? So what would you say are your greatest strengths? My, you are confident, aren't you? Well, just pick one. A heavy comer? Really? If you were to splooge all over my face, would you get me all covered? Perfect. And how many times a day can you come like that? That many? Well, once that swelling cock of yours is at full mast, so to speak, you might have to give me a demonstration. Now, can you give me an example of when you've been under pressure to come and how you've dealt with that? Her husband was approaching? So what did you do? You dirty man. You just slammed it in harder and faster and dumped your load into her as he watched on helplessly? No, no. Decisive and effective. I like it. You adapted well to the situation. Can you tell me about any other challenges or conflicts that you faced at work and how you've dealt with it? I see. So she was clearly giving you the come on, teasing you, but she kept saying no. And how did you resolve the situation? Pinned her down and gave her the hard fucking that she needed? Resolute, affirmative. Ooh, I like it. And your cock does too. Fuck, you are getting very hard, aren't you? Now, what do you consider to be your weakness? A tendency to ignore safe words. My, you are a naughty boy, aren't you? Once you start, you just can't stop. So if you get that thick, hard shaft deep in my dripping cunt, no amount of pleading is gonna make you stop. You're just gonna pound and pound and pound until you empty your balls into me and give me a nasty cream pie. Good answer. Turning a negative into a positive. Ooh, I like it. And can you tell me about a time you made a mistake? Really? The wrong hole? Well, I bet that was a mistake that she didn't forget. So tell me, what happened? And you just kept going, forcing your giant cock up her poor, poor ass? Well, that is a way to own your mistake, I suppose. And she came hard as she begged you to stop. So you did not fail that time. But can you tell me about a time that you did fail, that is? Oh, come on. I do appreciate a strong, confident, even, dare I say, arrogant man, but everyone fails from time to time. So you don't. I like that. You always get what you want when it comes to fucking. Which leads me to my next question. If that's the case, why are you leaving your current job? I understand that. Wanting to experience new things? Tired of fucking the same woman? And will you get tired of me? Have your nasty fun with me and then move on to another slut to use and abuse? Well, I appreciate your honesty. And being honest myself, that's hot. Use me, fuck me, rape me, and drop me like trash when you're done with me? Men that know how to really treat women. Well, let's say I'm there for it, shall we? Just sitting there jerking your fat cock as you tell me that you'll abuse me like a worthless cum dump. Whew, it's getting me wet. But I still have questions. So is that the type of work environment that you prefer? Do you prefer to be in control and use women as you wish? Good. And that's how you would treat me, as your personal fuck toy, your free use bitch to dive your cock into whenever it takes your fancy? Well, that is certainly what I'm looking for. A man who can take control. For my fuckholes to become his. I want to be taken. Objectified. I like to unwind from the pressures on my role by being turned into a worthless fuck pig from time to time. Perfect. So tell me, what's your work style? Aggressive, dominating, misogynistic? Sadistic too from time to time. When the mood takes you, I see. Are you going to give me a good hate fucking when I'm being a real bitch of a boss? Well, that was more of a rhetorical question. I totally expect you to put me in my place with a brutal, hate-filled fucking when I'm riding the office hard. Punish me for being a bitch. Pull my hair, spit on me, and fuck my cunt raw so it hurts to walk afterwards. Exactly. Punish fuck me. Split me open with that monster cock you're jerking off and make me fucking cry. And was that a side of you that your previous employer saw? How would your previous boss and coworkers describe you? Aggressively horny? Really? I like the sound of that. Using the women who work there and treating them as free use bitches. Is that what motivates you? The use of women? Really? Women are just another pleasure to be enjoyed? So I would just be your plaything, right? Your free use boss. I like that. It's confident and decisive. Speaking of confidence, I see that your cock is nice and hard. I think that it's time to get to the practical part of the interview. How about you show me what you can do with that impressive cock of yours? Show me that you are a man that uses his dick like a weapon to intimidate me with it and then sexually assault me so hard that I come like a whore. Do you think you're up for that? If you can fuck me over this desk right now and force me to come on that thick shaft of yours, the job is yours. Look, I'm not wearing any panties. To be honest, I never do. I'll even make it easy for you and... Hey, what are you doing? What? You're gonna go rip my stockings! I meant for you to fuck my pussy, not my...
You bastard! I said my pussy, not my mouth! Is that what you're gonna do? Take any hole that you want? Have you been looking at my mouth, my lips, through this interview, and wanting to know what, your cock would feel like down my throat? Well, do it. Don't just fuck my mouth. Ram that dick of yours down my throat.
Fuck, you're making me drool, making me slobber over your massive cock.
It's all down my blouse, my spit. Oh, I've got a meeting after this. You are making me look like a whore. Yeah, make me your whore. I'll use my throat like a cunt. I can't breathe.
Blouse. You use my throat like an animal. What are you doing now? Jerking? Do you think that you can just use me like that and jerk off over my face? Do you think that you can behave this way? So outrageously in an interview?
In my office?
Okay, my hair.
So what? Are you going to show me just how much you can come? Are you going to empty those balls over my face like I'm some sort of worthless, nasty... Oh, my God! So much jizz! You've drenched me in it. So much thick, yummy spunk. You're like a one-man bukkake, aren't you? Well, delicious. So I have just one more question. When can you start?